I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you see our guy Phil Maines? So Pat McAfee was supposed to be $70,000 or whatever it was for a kid to kick a field goal. And then McAfee's like, you know what? Screw it. $250,000. And Maines was like, $250,000 for week one? Basically, like, what the hell are we doing here? I'm telling you, they need to end, since there's no Lee Corso anymore, which that was a great send off. It was tremendous. Without Corso, they need to end game day every week with the field goal thing.
Yeah.
That is electric television.
Yeah.
My dad doesn't care for pregame antics and stuff like that. My dad was glued to his seat. Like, they're going to give away $250,000 for a field goal?
You think you'd hit it?
It's a 33-yard field goal. I'd have a shot, but this kid,
I'd know it.
No, you wouldn't.
Mark,
I would toe ball that sucker. Like,
you're about to go get a quarter zone shot.
Well, I could toe ball for $250,000.
No, you couldn't.
Absolutely, no. I can toe ball.
Mark, get the hell out of here.
Maybe not now since the Achilles, but maybe 3-4 years ago.
You wouldn't be able to get a running start to get the inertia behind it.
It's 30 yards. You'd need to take a running start.
You'd walk up and walk and walk and walk and slip and fall.
You know what? Back in my mid-20s.
Yeah, back then.
I kicked a 50-yard field goal one time.
No freaking way.
Yes, I did.
This is like your...
It was off of a tee and I was doing a kickoff, but it still went through the uprights. I definitely can make a 30.
Well, how about
now? It would be close. I think I could.
This is insane.
Harry, do you think you could kick? I got ahead of myself there. A 33-yard field goal.
No,
I don't.
$250,000.
You're saying that like it's gonna make it easier, makes it harder.
Yeah, no,
Mark,
you could not get your leg up that high.
You don't need it up that high. You just need that short burst. Like
you got a short burst.
Listen to me. Do you remember that toy back in the '80s? The football kicker, and you smacked him on the head.
Yeah,
and his leg moved about half an inch.
Yeah,
and he still was able to kick it like 40 yards. That's me. Don't smack me on the head, but that's how I would kick it.
You're supposed to kick the ball with your toe on football?
I would.
Okay. I don't know if like kickers. I know some soccer players kick.
I would love to see this.
Yeah,
I want to get out there after the show today and have him kick a 33-yard field goal.
I can kick it.
There's no chance. I put 33 is not long.
I would personally pay you $250,000 if you made a damn 33-yard field goal. You are more than likely to wind up on the turf with the paramedics getting called.
That's fine as long as it goes through the...
You don't even get it up off the ground.
Oh.
You dribble it.
Oh, baloney.
I mean, I'm not sitting here saying I'd feel good about my chances of doing it, but I know for sure that guy ain't doing it.
Maybe I do have delusions of grandeur. I used to be a good baseball player, and now I can't even catch a fly ball.
I think if Harry worked at it, he could do it.
Yeah, if I worked at it. Would you put $500 on Caboli not making that kick?
Yes.
No.
Crowley?
No.
Well, because you wouldn't put that money on that?
No, I don't have that kind of disposable income.
200?
Ireland, I mean. No.
Well, if you're sure he can really make a 33-yard kick?
Are you paying to go to Ireland?
I mean, I'm going
to
spend a lot of money on Guinness. I'll tell you that right now.
You going to the Guinness factory?
Of course. Are you?
I went to the Iron City factory, and I was pretty impressed by that.
I see what he did. Oh, Iron City, got to deal with them.
Brent. Brent's sponsoring a segment here on the fan. Icy Light. Go drink some. Maybe not.
No, that's a pitch, baby.
Did you see what happened,
too? Go drink
too?
Some.
The kid from Ohio State that hit the 33-yard field goal, Herb Street's dog took a dump, and the kid stepped in it.
Peter Pooper.
He stepped in it when he was celebrating like Martin Gramatica. He stepped in the dog's poop.
Let me tell you something, man. If I hit a field goal and made $250,000, I'd take that poop and rub it on my face. I wouldn't care for stepping on it. $250,000, Adam. I know that's like a month's work for you, but you know, someone's of ham and eggers. That's a lot of money.
I can't believe that you think that you could make a 33-yard
field. Absolutely.
There's no chance in this life.
Is there anybody at the fan we think could?
Capone would think he could, but he wouldn't.
I think maybe Starkey could.
That's a good one.
I think Starkey could.
Back in the day, I used to, me and my buddy would kick field goals off a tee, and I could get it back then. I was more limber back then, and I didn't have the kyphosis back issues. I could get it in the air that far, but I still, the accuracy wasn't always good. I don't think I'd make it now.
You know who can make it? You know, Bechtold's a pretty good athlete. He plays wiffle ball.
That's right.
It's a dart.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
We're doing this.
Maybe, honestly. Maybe Donnie football.
That's a good. Could you do it, Dorn?
Maybe.
No.
Probably.
Yeah.
I have a better chance than anybody else.
I like my chances.
Just because,
I have a better chance
just
than
Mark.
Because you ride in a 4.240 doesn't mean you can kick a field goal.
Mark, you are stockings on your legs. You were a stocking on your leg for compression issues. You're saying you could kick a field goal?
Yes, that makes him nice and fresh. Then.
Mark's bragging to us off the air about how he's going to get a handicap.
Yeah, right.
A handicap sign for his car so he can park at the front of the Steelers facility.
Yeah, you know, first of all, you know, there's a limited parking there, and, you know, I think I earned that.
You earned a handicap placard?
You know what? I had...
An odd thing to say.
I had two torn Achilles. I never did it once. I would go to Walmart, and I wouldn't even drive in that little cart because I was embarrassed.
All right, one text here. Last thing on this.
I can make it.
Weird flex by Caboli to say I would rub the poop on my face. Yeah, man, that
for
is...
For $250?
You'd have already earned it by making the field goal. You're just doing it for the fun of the game after that.
If I put a pile of... Old Peter Kirk Herbstreit's dog poop, Peter Pooper, right there and said, you rub that on your face, you're getting $250K, you would do it.
Yes, but you'd have already got the money by kicking the field goal.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.